Good morning. Today is the 15th day of the session, January 31st, 2005. Assistant Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Barnard. Berger. Berger. Brechtel. Brown. Buchanan.
Here.
Buchholz. Buchholz. Childers. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Davison. Dirk. Dirk.
Dirk's excused.
Edwards. Esquivel. Gay. Gilmore. Gingrich. Goggles. Hageman, Hammond, Harshman, Harvey, Haster, Hinckley, Eichel, Illaway, Jackson, Jones, Jorgensen, Landon, Latta, Lockhart, Lubnow, Martin. Martin?
Excused.
McComey. Miley. Miley? Miller? Morgan. Olson. Osborne. Pedersen. Pedersen? Peterson. Philp. Powers. Corber. Mr. Minority Floor Leader. Robinson, Samuelson, Semlett, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, Slater, Thompson, Walsh, Warren, Wasserberger, Watt, White, Zwanitzer, Mr. Speaker,
here,
Berger. Buchholz.
Excuse.
I have 27 present, 3 excused, 57. I have 27 present, 57 present, and 3 excused.
Thank you. You had me worried there for a minute. Representative Jackson, welcome.
Thank you.
Prayer today will be offered by the Elder C.J. Brown, representing the New Kingdom Church of God in Christ from Cheyenne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the House, all in attendance on today, as we go before the throne of grace. Dear God, God, this is a great day to be here. Moving forward with the first day of the rest of our lives, we take a moment to appreciate all of the good things we have and the wonderful people that surround us. We are blessed with a reasonable portion of health, strength, and the desire to do what is best for all concerned. In times past, we requested that this host of elected officials, their hard-working staff, and the support team that seems to go unnoticed receive your attention. Bless them all with good health. Assure each with only the good things that make their lives better and successful. Please let each day be a time of rejoicing and appreciation, knowing that you are blessing and you are knowing that your blessings are for all. Please spread your goodness to all in attendance in this great assembly. Knowing you provide for all, please be the secret member of this team. Allow us to work within this government, the systems of government, in a manner so all can feel important and part of the positive conclusions that are expected. In the past, my prayer was longer and encouraged blessings and understanding. Now the request is shorter, and it's an attempt to appreciate those hard-working men and women who take some time out of their busy lives to be public servants. The state is better because of their participation. We enjoy goods that you provided, and we stand today to say thanks. Lord, in whose wisdom we must depend, we thank you again, being careful to give you the credit for the positive outcome, as we appreciate each other for the extra time that will be demanded during these great assemblies. Bless, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, Dan.
Representative Wasserberger. Representative Swanitzer.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
You may proceed.
Members of the gallery, if you would all look up in, or members of the House, if you'd look up into the gallery and see all those people in white coats. These are members, these are all Wyoming Pharmacy students, and they're here on behalf of the profession of pharmacy and the Wyoming Pharmacy Association. If they'd all please stand up, and if you'd make them feel welcome.
Welcome to the House. I think we'll be able to keep track of your whereabouts today. Representative Latta.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's an honor to be here on this fine Monday morning. My colleague behind me is now joining us, and that's a great thing, too. And I've got some people here to introduce, and the people I'm going to introduce are the are the reason why we are all here. These are young folks that are in our schools today that will be leading this state. And they made the trip down to observe some of the things we do here, both in the House and the Senate. And we'd like to welcome them today. And I don't want to make this too lengthy, but this is important. These students come from Recluse, Wyoming, which is a very small community, very rural community, north of Gillette, about 30 miles. They travel a great distance to go to school. It's important to them to go to school. They have buses, people traveling. And they've made the trip down here, and we have students from the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and I'm going to list their names, and I would ask them to stand. We have Chelsea Carson, Dana Higgins, Lorraine Robinson, Torn Daniels, Austin Elliott, Gunnar Haley, Colby Newton, Shaney Robinson, Thurman Haley, Christian Olson, Megan Starlings, and two teachers that brought them down here are Sharon Ringer and Joe Rogers. And what I want to say before we give them a hand today is these two teachers have gone above and beyond. Every time there's been a candidate forum, they bring their students in from Recluse. They make the trip. They spend the time to get to know what goes on, what is controlling their life, and that is the politics that goes on, the political process that goes on in this house. These people are our young people. These people are our future. These people are our vision. Would the House please welcome them? Thank you very much.
Welcome to the House. Thank you for coming down to join us today. Representative Childers.
Mr. Speaker, you know,
You may have the privilege of the floor.
Thank you. May I have the privilege of the floor? Yes. Okay, thank you. Folks, if you think that the Internet doesn't provide the ability for folks from all over the world to get involved in our legislative process, I happened to get an email from a person in another part of the state that is forwarding an email that came directly from Iraq. Our armed services are following our process. In addition, just to listening, they're emailing back and getting involved. Excuse me, I just thought that I would read this. Not that it concerns the political process, but basically I replied back to the man and told him the status of the bill that he was concerned about. And I also included the prayers of the of this legislative body. I did take that privilege to do that, to tell him that our prayers are with him. And he wrote me back and thanked me for his kind words and thanks to the committee for not passing the bill. But he said, I have been in Iraq for 4 months of a one-year contract stationed at the Talil Air Base in southern Iraq. I've had the opportunity to travel from Kuwait to my base via convoy about 200 miles 3 times. I've been to Baghdad, Camp Taji, and Camp Anaconda in Balad. The good Lord has blessed me with this tremendous adventure. It is an honor to build a fire department from the ground up to support our soldiers. I tell you some of my story, not to brag, but rather to explain to you what I've seen these troops deal with personally has deeply touched my soul. The brave men and women of our armed services are facing an enemy that knows no boundaries. Recently, the 133rd Engineering Division from Laramie arrived at Talil. I must say that it truly made me proud to see our fellow Wyoming citizens arrive. I know that other units are also deployed in Iraq and Kuwait. These men and women are trying to rebuild a region that was ravaged by Saddam Hussein. They deserve our support and respect for what they are attempting. The families of our soldiers also need our support and prayers. The sacrifice to service is not easy on anybody. Iraq is a dangerous, hostile environment that will take a toll on our soldiers. Please find it in your hearts to somehow honor their efforts. Finally, I can say without a doubt that I am extremely proud of my Wyoming heritage. Growing up in Wyoming has shaped me into a person that can handle the isolations and hardships Iraq has to offer. The soldiers from Wyoming will make us all proud. My responsibility is to my base. The soldiers' responsibility is to the unfriendly environment outside of this base. Their world is filled with the possibility of a rocket-propelled grenade attack or accidentally running into an IED, improvised explosive device, or numerous other acts of insurgent violence. Their bravery and service to country is inspiring. My thoughts and prayers are with our troops during this volatile time of Iraq elections. Your prayers for their safety would be greatly appreciated. Respectfully, Captain Jeff Wagner, WSI Fire Rescue, Talil Air Base, Air Base in Iraq.
Thank you, Representative Childers. Next order of business is Journal Committee Report.
Mr. Speaker, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of January 28th has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed, Representative Goggles, Representative Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Reading Clerk. Without objection, the Journal Committee report is approved. Messages from the Senate.
Message number 190. Mr. Speaker, the Senate adopted the Committee of the Whole report failing the bills listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 40, Law Enforcement Retirement for State Parks Officers. Ayes 13, noes 15, excuse 2. The bill has been indefinitely postponed. Signed, Diane Harvey, Senate Chief Clerk.
Doctor of the day is Dr. Michael Miller of Cheyenne, and our nurses of the day are Cassie Baker and Deborah Lacey of United Medical Center of Cheyenne. Let's welcome them wherever they might be. Thank you. Introduction, reading, and reference of bill. First bill for our consideration is House Bill 334.
House Bill 334, introduced by Representative Hinckley.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public employees regarding disclosure of confidential information.
House Bill 334 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 337.
House Bill 337, introduced by Representative Eichel.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to open meetings, executive sessions.
House Bill 337 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 338.
House Bill 338, introduced by Representative Luthy.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Department of Health.
House Bill 338 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 339.
House Bill 339, introduced by Representative Harvey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public funds, state investments, and industrial development bonds.
House Bill 339 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 9.
House Joint Resolution Number 9, introduced by Representative Hageman.
First reading of the resolution.
A joint resolution relating to state involvement in federal resource management.
House Joint Resolution is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 335.
House Bill 335, introduced by Representative Hinckley.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to insurance, standard non-forfeiture law for annuities.
House Bill 335 is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 336.
House Bill 336, introduced by Representative Latta.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to emergency services, mutual aid.
House Bill 336 was referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Last bill for our consideration is House Bill 340.
House Bill 340, introduced by Representative Simpson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the legislature regarding mental health and substance abuse systems.
House Bill 340 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Thank you, Mr. Reading Clerk. Reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 2 on Appropriations, to whom is referred House Bill 69, respectfully reports sent back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Berger, Jones, Jorgensen, Miley, Peterson, Phelps, Simpson, Warren. Signed, Representative Phelps, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 8 on Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, to whom is referred House Bill 116, respectfully reports sent back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Edwards, Escobel, Gilmore, Patterson, Slater, Walsh, Lonitzer, No, Gay, Powers. Signed, Representative Edwards, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 9 on Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom is referred House Bill 193, respectfully reports sent back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Escobel, Hammonds, Harvey, Hinckley, Lockhart, Forbert, Samuelson. No, Rectal, excused, Latta. Signed, Representative Lockhart, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 9 on Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom is referred House Bill 277, respectfully reports sent back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Bechtel, Escobel, Hammonds, Harvey, Hinckley, Latta, Lockhart, Warburg, Samuelson. Signed, Representative Lockhart, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 9 on Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom was referred House Bill 292, respectfully reports sent back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Brechtel, Escobel, Harvey, Hinckley, Latta, Lockhart, Warburg, Samuelson. No, Hammond. Signed, Representative Lockhart, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 10 on Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom is referred House Bill 253, respectfully reports sent back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Barnard, Brechtel, Harvey, Pastor, Eichel, Martin, Morgan, Osborne, excused, Jackson. Signed, Representative Osborne, Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Reading Clerk. We're now in that order of business of bills on second reading. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 42.
House Bill 42, introduced by Representative Warren, and act relating to driving under the influence DUI evaluations.
House Bill 42 having been read two separate times. The question is, should the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 62.
House Bill 62, introduced by the Travel Committee, and act relating to crimes and offenses regarding regulation of bingo.
House Bill 62 having been read two separate times. The question is, should the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 70.
House Bill 70, introduced by the Education Committee, and act relating to school district audits.
House Bill 70, having been read two separate times. The question is, should the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 93.
House Bill 93, introduced by Representative Phelps, and act relating to taxation and revenue regarding rolling stock.
House Bill 93, having been read two separate times. The question is, should the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 118.
House Bill 118, introduced by Representative Berger, and act relating to alcoholic beverages regarding open containers of wine.
House Bill 118, having been read two separate times. The question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 136.
House Bill 136, introduced by Representative Hinckley, and act relating to motor vehicles DUI penalty for causing serious bodily injury.
House Bill 136, having been read two separate times. The question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 143.
House Bill 143, introduced by Representative Luthy, and act relating to cities and towns regarding incorporation of municipalities.
House Bill 143, having been read two separate times. The question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 195.
House Bill 195, introduced by Representative Lubnow, and act relating to the State Forestry Division.
House Bill 195, having been read two separate times. The question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 207.
House Bill 207, introduced by Representative Phelps, an act relating to the Wyoming Livestock Board regarding confidentiality.
House Bill 207, having been read two separate times. The question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 243.
House Bill 243, introduced by Representative Lubnow, and act relating to firefighters' dependents' tuition.
House Bill 243, having been read two separate times. The question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, It is so ordered. Next bill for consideration is House Bill 281.
House Bill 281, introduced by the Management Council, an act relating to legislative compensation.
House Bill 281, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Last bill for our consideration is House Bill 290.
House Bill 290, introduced by the Management Council, an act relating to administration and government regarding state elected official service on boards and commissions.
House Bill 290, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. We're now in that order of business of bills on third reading and final passage. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for third reading and final passage on a consent list the following House bills. House Bill 45, House Bill 63, House Bill 126, House Bill 142, House Bill 180, House Bill 266, House Bill 273. The members may note that House Bill 189 has been removed from the yellow distribution and it will be pulled down to the regular list as it has an amendment. I move the following bills, aforementioned bills, to the consent list for third reading, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Does anyone desire to remove any of the above-mentioned bills from the consent list? Any more bills? Seeing none, reading clerk will read the bills.
House Bill 45, introduced by Representative Walsh, an act relating to county officers' salaries, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 63, introduced by Capital Financing, an act relating to public funds regarding state investment standards, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 126, introduced by Representative Olson, an act relating to the Board of Examiners and Optometry, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 142, introduced by Representative Luthy, an act relating to citizen towns regarding municipal and corporation, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 180, introduced by Representative Jones, an act relating to agriculture and animals regarding alfalfa leaf cutter bees, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 266, introduced by the Select Water Committee, an act relating to water development, water funding, High Savory Reservoir account, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 273, introduced by Representative Sanderson, an act relating to water permits, mapping, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Thank you, Mr. Reading Clerk. Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the House? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Barnard. Berger. Brechtel. Brown, Buchanan, Buchholz, Childers, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, Davison, Burks, Edwards, Estabell, Gay, Gilmore, Gingery, Goddles, Hageman, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Hastert, Hinckley, Eichel, Illaway, Jackson, Jones, Jorgensen, Landon, Latta, Lockhart, Lubnow, Martin, excused, McComey, Miley, Miller, Morgan, Olson, Osborne, Pedersen, Peterson, Philp, Powers, Korberg, Mr. Minority Floor Leader, Robinson, Samuelson, Semlich, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, Slater, Thompson, Walsh, Warren, Wasserberger, Watt, White, Zwanitzer, Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 excused. As to House Bill 45, are there any changes? Vote is closed. 58 ayes, 1 excused, 1 conflict. As to House Bill 63, are there any changes? Mr. Minority Floor Leader, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Vote is closed. 58 ayes, 1 no, 1 excused. As to House Bill 59, are there any changes? I'm sorry. As to 126, are there any changes? Vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 excused. As to House Bill 142, are there any changes? Gilmore? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? Vote is closed. 58 ayes, 1 no, 1 excused. As to House Bill 180, are there any changes? Vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 excused. As to House Bill 266, are there any changes? Vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 excused. As to House Bill 273, are there any changes? Vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 excused.
Thank you, Mr. Chief Clerk. Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bills 45, 63, 126, 142, 180, 266, and 273 have passed the House. We're now at that order of business of the third reading regular list and final passage of bills. First bill for our consideration is House Bill 85.
House Bill 85, introduced by the Education Committee and Act relating to teachers, teacher shortage loan repayment program, being adopted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
There is an amendment, third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 85. Representative Buchholz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At this time, I move third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 85. Many of you probably remember this amendment. It was brought by the good representative from Goshen County during second reading. Unfortunately, it did not pass on second reading because I think there was some misunderstanding among members of the Education Committee and perhaps others of what this really did. What it does do, to reiterate, it allows those who have benefited from the assistance program, as defined already in the bill, to have as a mechanism of paying this back after they achieve certification as required by the bill in special education, math, or science, that if they have double certification or triple, they're certified in other areas of teaching, that if there's a spot out there in the state, a district needs that teacher, and they can serve by acting as a teacher in that district under that alternate certification while maintaining their certifications in special education, math, and science, that would be allowed. The way the bill reads without the amendment, if they're not moving into areas that are specifically special education, math, or science, they would have to, according to the terms of the bill, commence repayment of their loan. It's a very reasonable and helpful amendment. I encourage you to support it.
Chairman Rosselberger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and in favor of the amendment is exactly how the good representative from Carbon County explained it, and it is a friendly amendment, and I would ask for your favorable support.
Anyone else? Representative McComber.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I misunderstood the good gentleman's amendment last time and urged the body not to vote for this. I'd like to apologize to him. I was wrong. I hadn't read it in right, and I urge support of the amendment.
Thank you, Representative McComey. Any other one else for the first time? Seeing not, for the second? Seeing none. All those in favor of third reading amendment number one to House Bill 85, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Amendment carries. House Bill 85, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Deputy Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Barnard. Berger. Drexel. Brown. Buchanan. Buell. Childers. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Davison. Dirks. Edwards. Escobel. Gay. Gilmore. Gingery. Goggles. Hageman. Hammonds. Harshman. Harvey. Astor. Hinckley. Eichel. Illaway. Jackson. Jones. Jorgensen. Landon. Latta. Lockhart. Lubnow. Martin excused. McComey. Miley. Miller. Morgan. Olson. Osborne. Peterson. Peterson. Filt. Powers. Forberg. Mr. Minority Floor Leader. Robinson. Samuelson. Simlett. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Slater. Thompson. Walsh. Warren. Wasserberger. Watt. White. Ronitzer. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 excused.
House Bill 85, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of those members elected to the House, House Bill 85 has passed the House. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 129.
House Bill 129, introduced by the Corporation Committee and Act relating to conservation districts, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
And there are some amendments. Third reading amendment number one to House Bill 129, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number one to House Bill 129, and I would like to divide it at this time. The first division would be lines 1 through 4, with the second division lines 5 through 7.
That appears divisible. Which division would you like to address first?
Division 1, please, Mr. Speaker.
Please proceed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Division 1 of this amendment number 1 simply clarifies, at least for me, that the District Board of Supervisors would not be petitioning for to form the small special project area, that they would be acting pursuant to a petition in accordance with this article. And I think this language helps clarify that. It was not clear in the bill and looked as though on page 2, line 17, that the District Board of Supervisors may designate a special project area. There's a difference between petition, designation, election, and referendum, and I think that this makes it clear. If there are any questions on the first division, I'd answer those. If not, I'd call for the question on Division 1.
Anyone else for their first time? Or their second time? Seeing none. All those in favor of third reading amendment number 1, Division 1, that being lines 1 through 4, to House Bill 129, please say aye. Those opposed say no. Division 1 is adopted.
And Mr. Speaker, I withdraw Division number 2 to third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 129.
Thank you. Without objection, the second division is withdrawn. Next amendment for our consideration is third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 129. Representative Latta.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Please accept my indulgence to the body, as it is a lengthy amendment, and to bring a lengthy amendment on third reading I find to be a little bit tough at times. That's why I tried to get it out early. But this is an important bill to me. I think it's a good bill. It just needs a few things corrected. So I will go through the amendment with you. We'll start with page 2, line 12. After the colon, insert project assessment. We'll move on to page 5, line 1. After the comma, insert the proposed special project to be conducted within the special project area together with the total cost of the project. And that's how that would end. Page 5, line 2, delete within the first. Page 5, line 3, delete year of designation. And then page 5, after line 7, insert the new language. The new language being, prior to approval of any proposed improvement or project to be constructed within the cost, therefore be paid by special assessments against the land benefited by the improvement or project. The Board of County Commissioners of the affected county shall appoint 3 qualified and disinterested residents in the state to act as appraisers. The appraisers shall inspect the plans and specifications of the proposed improvements or project as stated in the petition and examine all land likely to be benefited thereby. The appraiser shall make and file with the Board of Supervisors a detailed report showing all tracts of land within the proposed special project area expected to be benefited, together with the acreage therefore, the name of the record owner of each tract, the amount each tract will be benefited, which need not be limited to the strict proportional benefit per acre, and the amount of assessment expected to be levied against each tract. Each tract assessment against each tract shall be proportioned to the benefit occurring to the tract. Any necessary expenses connected making this petition based appraisal by the 3 appraisers shall be paid for by the conservation district. That's pretty important language. That's the biggest part of the amendment. We'll go on to line 7. Line 1. And just insert area and define project. After area, insert define project. Page 27, line 16, delete the double X. Page 38, line 11, delete implement and prescribe, insert advise and assist with implementing. Page 40, line 7, delete implement, insert insist in the implementation of. Page 42, line 4, delete for management, insert in management of resource with common jurisdiction. Page 41, line 18 through 23, delete the entirety. Page 42, line 1, after out, insert approved. Page 42, line 6, delete special and insert approved. Page 42, line 10, delete 2, insert from approved, delete resource and insert resource projects. Page 42, line 13, delete programs and insert approved. Page 43, line 18, after the period, insert following the consultations, the special district together with the appropriate state and federal authorities shall determine the appropriateness of complicated special district regulations and submit their findings to the Board of Agriculture. What this amendment is attempting to do is simply make sure we are back on track as to what a conservation district has done effectively, has done extremely well. I am extremely proud of the conservation districts and the work that they have done in the state. I continue to support that work that they have done statewide. What this amendment does, in my mind, is just simply clarify that they're still going to continue to do the work that they were originally designed to do and do so well. I would really appreciate your support on Amendment 2 to House Bill 129.
Thank you, Representative Latta. Representative Buchholz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At this time, I'd like to divide third reading amendment number 2 into three divisions, and I'll briefly explain the rationale behind my wish to divide this amendment. On page 2, line 4, would like to make just that line division number 1, the rationale being that division 1 deals with the issue of conservation districts acting to represent local groups in land and natural conservation planning and management. And it goes beyond the provisions of House Bill 129 by deleting language already in Title 11, Chapter 16, Section 122, Subsection B, Roman S 20. And it is clearly a separate issue area from the balance issues contemplated in the amendment. Division 2, I would submit, was appropriately lined on page 2, line 15, through the end of the bill. The rationale behind dividing that out is a division that deals with the role of federal agencies and actions of conservation districts and the appropriateness of those actions, and that's clearly a different area of discussion than the balance of the bill, which I would designate Division 3.
That appears divisible. In which order would you like to take the division?
I'd like to, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to start with Division 1.
Please proceed, Representative Buchholz.
Division 1, for clarification, is page 2, line 4, just line 4, referring to the deletion of language on lines 18 through 23. Now speaking to Division number 1, on page 41, on line 18, existing language before this bill even came to us allowed conservation districts to act as a representative for local groups in dealing with the United States or its representatives in matters under United States Public Law 566, approved August 4th, 1954, or amendments thereto. House Bill 129 changed that to include, on line 20, land and natural resource conservation planning and management. I think that's before the bill was changed, I think the language is very appropriate to help some of our land stewards and other entities in the state receive this kind of assistance and support. There's a history of the conservation districts doing this. Expanding it to land and natural resource conservation planning and management, I assert, is a very appropriate role for our conservation districts to lend this kind of support. And I would appeal to you to reject Division 1 of Third Reading Amendment Number 2 to House Bill 129.
Anyone else for the first time on Division 1? Representative Latta.
Mr. Speaker, my only thought on that part of the division was we were expanding what the conservation districts have been doing very well, and now we're going to expand that. I was not in favor of expanding that that power and expanding what they do. The expansion of that is simply, to me, is an expansion of government. I would urge you to not vote for this division. I'm sorry, to vote for this division.
Thank you, Representative Latta. Anyone else for their first time on Division 1, which is line 4, page 2? For their second time, Representative Buchholz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate the concerns of the good representative from Campbell County. I have a hard time imagining how these powers could be abused by people that act to implement the policies and the services provided by our conservation districts. Their history has been one of great favorability and support to our landowners and other entities that need this kind of support. I just can't imagine it necessary to delete this kind of language in the bill that frankly already exists. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Buchholz. For your second time, Representative Latta.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My concern is not for today or for today's conservation district. My concern is, as everything we do on this House, this has long-range, long-term effects, and I am concerned about what may happen in the next 10 or 15 years.
Thank you, Representative Latta. We are voting on Division 1 of Third Reading Amendment Number 1 to House Bill 129. And Division 1 is page 2, line 4. All those in favor of adoption of that portion of the amendment, please say aye. Those opposed say no. The amendment fails. Division Number 2, Representative Buchholz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The further we go on with this, of course, I risk a very binding and fatal confusion because there's a lot to this. But Division 2, referring for clarification to lines 15 through line 21, as best I can see on page 2 of the amendment. Division 2 here deals with the role of federal agencies in actions of conservation districts and the appropriateness of those actions. I think a compelling argument could be made that if conservation districts by law are mandated to consult with appropriate federal authorities to determine appropriateness of contemplated special district regulations and submit findings to the Board of Agriculture, we just assure a complete gridlock, and who knows what kind of timing we're dealing with here, what sort of onus is imposed on these federal authorities to weigh in and the consultation process. I don't have a problem with dealing and consulting with appropriate state authorities, but I think adding federal authorities here is inappropriate and destructive to the purpose of this bill.
We are on Division 2 of Third Reading Amendment Number 1 to House Bill 129, which are lines on page 2, lines 15 through 21. Anyone else for the first time? Mr. Minority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, speaking for this section of the amendment, this whole bill sets up conflict. And this is one area where it will help, the amendment will help minimize that. The entire bill sets up conflict. It adds extra duties to the conservation district, gives them jurisdiction over things like forestry practices, fuels reduction practices, water quality, water yield, water development, disposal of water. Gets into all sorts of areas, cuts out county commissioners in some areas where they currently have power. It, on page 41, allows them to enter into agreements under NEPA, National Environmental Policy Act, and actually elevates them to a status similar to that of counties. Cuts out the counties in some ways. Mr. Speaker, I think this makes a bad bill a little bit better, but it's still a bad bill for the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Minority Floor Leader. For your first time, Representative Latta.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Again, I think we'll try to keep the debate short. I know this is a long amendment and a long bill. As I read the bill, as I've worked this bill, what this does is add another level of government. And if we don't think that it's going to add another level of government, you need to read it pretty closely and look down the future and look in the past and see what has been done. It does add another level that they're going to have to jump through, another hoop, another government hoop.
Thank you, Representative Latta. Representative Childers.
Mr. Speaker, on and against the amendment, ladies and gentlemen, I think the heart of this bill goes back to the little thing called our natural resource policy account. We have made it very clear in the last 8 years that I've been involved in this legislative body on how the state and local governments get involved in the federal planning process. Both on the previous amendment and this one, it strikes to the heart of what the need for the conservation districts to get involved in it. As I've discussed before, the conservation districts get involved in the air quality and the vegetation issues, as well as other areas in this state. They do an outstanding job. For the federal planning process, we need to remember that all the conservation districts are doing is providing facts to the federal agencies. The federal agencies make those decisions. The conservation district does not. But it is vitally important that any of the state and local governments in the state of Wyoming provide input to that federal planning process so they make their decision based on facts rather than some of the other things that they've been making their decisions on. While this may not concern the wolf that much, why are we suing on the wolf? Because the federal agencies made some bad decisions. I strongly urge you to vote no on this amendment.
Thank you, Representative Childers. Chairman Elway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A couple things on this. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, the Corporations Committee, of which the gentleman from Campbell County is on, heard this particular piece of legislation in October. It was proposed at that time. So we worked it in the interim in October. We worked it in the interim in December. Now, any of those times, the gentleman from Campbell County could have objected to any of the wording, and as I remember, he probably did. We heard it again in our committee. And the gentleman from Campbell County is on the Corporations Committee. And now we have an extensive amendment on third reading. Third reading amendments generally are not extensive. This one is extensive. I doubt that any person here has had the time to read this in, especially since it is a corrected copy of a third reading amendment. So I would urge you to defeat the entire amendment. But be that as it may, we're talking about this division, page 43, line 18. You go to page 43, you take a look at, no special district formed under this act shall regulate any activity which is subject to regulation under any issued state or federal permit. That's in the, that's new language. That's in the proposal. Conservation districts, if they were to promulgate regulations, are required to follow the Administrative Procedures Act. Conservation districts currently already do so for public notice, input, and adoption of local watershed plans. The conservation districts they question the need for the above amendment in light of those procedures outlined in the Administrative Procedures Act. Also, the committee of the whole amendment prevents districts from regulating those activities already regulated, as I just read. Further, it would seem, if you do think so, that it would be more appropriate for the districts to consult with the county commissioners as well as the Board of Agriculture. But I'm on and against this particular amendment, which is page 43, line 18, lines 15 through 21 on page 2.
Thank you, Chairman Elwin. Anyone else for the first time?
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
State your point.
Mr. Speaker, there were a couple things just brought up that I don't think had anything to do with the amendment. First of all, whether or not a person attended any interim meetings has nothing to do with submitting an amendment. And second of all, the length of an amendment should also not be judged on its value by its length, but its content. And so both of those arguments that were just previously submitted, Mr. Chairman, I find them groundless.
I will count that for your first time, Chairman Landon. Any other, so their first time? On division number 2. Their second time. Representative Buchholz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I'll try to limit my remarks to those that are directly germane to Division 2, which I believe we're on, of Third Reading Amendment Number 2. Division 2 is tantamount to a delete clause. The purpose for this legislation was to help people that are struggling with what they do with their conservation plans and so on, and how it interfaces with federal regulations. These people need help, and entities. It's not just people; they're entities. They need help with these kind of things, and they're unable to compete with federal agencies without some assistance. Individuals, small districts that are funded in a very minor way really rely on this kind of help. And I think that one of the principal purposes of this bill was to change law to make this kind of help available to our good citizens through the services and the expertise available through our conservation districts. And I don't want to be repetitive here, Mr. Speaker, but again, I strongly urge the body to reject Division 2 of this amendment.
Thank you, Representative Buchholz. Mr. Minority Floor Leader, for your second time. Second time.
Mr. Speaker, I would suggest that this entire bill is set up to expand the powers of the conservation districts. And while I applaud what the conservation districts do, I think that this bill gets into an area that they shouldn't be getting into. It sets up conflict with the state engineer's office over water issues. It sets up conflict with the state forester. It sets up conflict with DEQ. Gets them into other areas, as I said earlier, forestry practices, fuel reduction. Gets them into a lot of areas that they possibly should not be going into. Throughout the bill, you see the term accepted management practices. What are they, and who gets to say what is accepted and what's not acceptable? Mr. Chairman, or Mr. Speaker, this sets up a duplication of efforts between what the county should be doing and what the conservation district or a special district is doing, which they can do these things now. It's already in statute. Why are we doing it again? It gives them authority to regulate, gives them authority to bond, assess taxes.
Mr. Minority Floor Leader, I'd urge you to get back on Division 2. Let's tie that in.
Mr. Chairman, I thought that the comment was made that this effectively is a delete amendment.
And you're responding to it.
Responding to that, yes, Mr. Chairman. If that is the case, then this really does need to stay in. It narrows the scope of the bill a bit and is very, very important to this bill.
Anyone else for their second time? Representative Ellaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Again, on and against the amendment, I reiterate, we have new language that says the special district formed under this act. No special district formed under this act shall regulate any activity which is subject to regulation under any issued state or federal permit. I suggest that conservation districts have been working. There's no conflict with the state engineer's office. There's no conflict throughout. These conservation districts work very hard in concert with the various state agencies that were just previously mentioned. And I can tell you that the conservation districts, there is no conflict. And I would just suggest that conservation districts are that road that works between the landowners and the other agencies for good land use practices.
Anyone else for their second time? Representative Latta.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the previous speaker just kind of took the words out of my mouth. They already have this power. Do we want to just add more paperwork into the state? They have this power. They can use this power. The testimony was at times that this is going to reduce the amount of special districts, reduce the amount of paperwork. That is not the case. They already have this power on and for the amendment.
Thank you, Representative Latta. We're now voting on division number 2, a third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 129. That division is found on page 2, lines 15 through 21. All those in favor of adoption of division 2, a third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 129, that being lines 15 through 21 on page 2, please say aye. Those opposed, say no. That division of the amendment fails. We are now on division number 3 of the amendment. Representative Uholt.
Thank you again, Mr. Speaker. Heartburn is greatly alleviated with this bill. Speaking to Division 3, there's some things in there that aren't scintillating to me, but I'll let others speak to it. I understand the purpose there is to go through an appraisal process under the direction of the Board of County Commissioners. I do believe that such a mechanism is available now under, for example, existing watershed improvement districts where this kind of an appraisal to establish benefits is in place. I can't say that that's inappropriate, so I guess I'll just walk away with letting others comment on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Uholt. We're on division number 3. Anyone else for their first time? Chairman Illaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Again, on and against division number 3 for second reading amendment. These amendments would result in the project assessment, total project cost, and the assessment to be determined as part of the petition process. In other words, the effect of the amendment is that engineering and design of the project must be completed prior to the landowners even being able to submit a petition to the Conservation District Board of Supervisors. There's lots of problems, and I think you can take a look at that. You're trying to do something before it even occurs. That's just not the way you do things. You'd want to at least get the project area started and then go ahead and figure out what the project costs and so forth. It's just, on and against the amendment, it's just not a good piece.
Anyone else? Thank you, Chairman Elwood. Anyone else for the first time? Representative Korberg.
Mr. Speaker, on and against the amendment also. I guess it would appear to me that it's actually a duplication. It is something that's going on before the project's ever proposed, but if you would go to page 19 of the bill, that's a process that's already described as going to be taking place. So I think it's a duplication and on and against the amendment.
Thank you, Representative Corbett. For your first time, Representative Latta.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would submit to each and every one of you, if you're going to go buy a car, do you just go out and look? No, you have a budget. You think this is about what it's going to cost. This isn't doing anything any different. This is saying that we've got to at least give them an idea of what we're talking about. All right. Please look at it closely.
Thank you, Representative Latta. Anyone else now for your... We're starting the second time around, our first time. Is there anyone else for your first time? Second time. Oops. Representative Brown. Again, we're on Division 3, which is large, is all of page 1, and lines 1 through 2 of page 2, and lines 5 through 14 of page 2.
Representative Brown. Mr. Speaker, on page 17 of the bill, it implements such an 1116210 and says before any contract can be let or work begun on an improvement, they have to have a public hearing on the proposal. Only if that public hearing is successful do they go on to appoint the appraisers. And the appraisal process in this bill bothered me a lot the first time through. I had a lot of trouble with that. However, after I went home and studied it, I see that the real purpose of the appraisal project is to appraise the property as it's benefiting. Lay the benefits over the property, appraise the property as benefited, and then the appraisal process gives the appraisers the ability to weight the assessments in the project according to the benefits of the project. So properties typically in these things are not equally benefited. Maybe a downstream user gets a greater benefit out of the project than an upstream user. The appraisal in that process that makes it clear what proportion of the benefits go to what proportion of the acreages. They're weighted accordingly and the assessments are set accordingly. But before that appraisal can take place, they have to have a hearing on the feasibility of the project. So I feel I speak on and against this amendment because I think all it does is takes control of this away from the people who have formed this district and are trying to improve their property and puts a veto power in the hands of the county commissioners. front loads this project with a lot of expense that's unnecessary on and against the amendment.
Anyone else for the first time? Second time? Representative Buchholz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At the risk of trying to make something less confusing, there's a risk I'll make it more confusing. But I mentioned that as far as Division 3 of Third Reading Amendment number 2 to House Bill 129, the language that appeared in the uncorrected copy of that amendment, I had huge heartburn with. As far as how can you pay for an appraisal if you're not authorized to collect the money to pay for it? On the corrected copy, all the changes to language on page 44 do not appear in that corrected copy. So I think that problem has been solved perhaps by the clairvoyance of my colleague from Campbell County.
Thank you, Representative Buchholz. Anyone else for their second time? Seeing none, Representative Latta?
I just ask for your support on the amendment. Again, I think a comment was made, and I think maybe that's what the whole crutch of this is. This has to go to the county commissioners. My golly, that's a scary thing. They're elected officials. Better not have that happen. This does have to go to the county commissioners. I think it all should go to the county commissioners. They're the elected body in that area that services that community. They're close to the people. It needs to go to the county commissioners.
Thank you, Representative Latta. We're now voting on division number 3 to second reading or third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 129. Division number 3 again is page 1 and includes on page 2 lines 1 through 3 and lines 5 through 14. So all those in favor of division number 3 to second reading amendment number third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 129, please say aye. Those opposed say no. The amendment fails. Third reading amendment number 3 to House Bill 129, Representative Chairman Illiway.
Mr. Speaker, I withdraw third reading amendment number 3 to House Bill 129.
Without objection, third reading amendment number 3 to House Bill 129 has been withdrawn. We are now voting. The question is, House Bill 129, having read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Deputy Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Barnard. Berger. Drexel. Brown. Buchanan. Buell. Childers. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Davison. Dirks. Edwards. Esquivel. Gay. Gay. Gilmore. Gingery. Goggles. Hageman. Hammonds. Harshman. Aye. Harvey. Pastor. Hinckley. Aye. Eichel. Aye. Illaway. Aye. Jackson. Jones. Aye. Jorgensen. Aye. Landon. Aye. Latta. Lockhart. Aye. Lubnow. Aye. Martin, excuse. McComey. Aye. Miley. Miller. Morgan. Olson. Osborne. Peterson. Peterson. Filt. Powers. Forberg. Mr. Minority Floor Leader. Robinson. Samuelson. Semlett. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Slater. Thompson. Walsh. Warren. Wasserberger. Watt. White. Wanitzer. Mr. Speaker. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Osborne. No to aye. Are there any other changes? Vote is closed. 48 ayes, 11 noes, 1 excused.
House Bill 129, having received the affirmative vote of those members elected to the House, House Bill 129 has passed the House. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 145.
House Bill 145, introduced by Representative Lockhart, an act relating to election judges and counting boards being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
And there is an amendment. Third reading amendment number one, Representative Gingrich.
Mr. Speaker, I move third reading amendment number one, and I will withdraw that amendment at the appropriate time.
Proceed.
During the Committee of the Whole argument, I made a bunch of legal arguments. I won't go into those again, but what I did do in the interim period between when we debated this with Committee of the Whole and now, one of the comments made by the bringer of the bill, the fine representative from Casper, was that 31 other states had done this. And so I got to thinking, well, 31 other states have done this, I must be wrong. And because I'm sure they're a lot smarter than I am. So I went back and looked at all those 31 other states, and what I found was a lot of those states do it very differently than what is being proposed here. Kansas does it like what we're proposing here. This is actually identical to the Kansas bill, Kansas statute. But what I did do was look at some other ones, and I'm much more comfortable with the other ways other states have done this. And let me just go through a few of those. Arkansas essentially had the best one I found. What they do is have election pages, and they provide assistance at the polls. They help the lines get moving, they help with the voting booths, and they provide that assistance that a 16 or 17-year-old can provide, but they're not given any of the powers. It's the powers and authority of the election judge or of the county canvassing board that concerns me. Also, Connecticut. They do the same thing, but they call them voting machine tenders and unofficial checkers. Again, no powers, just helping. Indiana, they serve as assistants to the election officials. Minnesota also had a really good one. They don't give them any authority, but again, they assist, and they call them trainee election judges. And what they do is take these 16, 17-year-olds, put them through a training program where they serve at the polls as trainees, so that when they turn 18, they can actually serve as the real election judge. Also, Minnesota has a civics a class centered around it where the kids actually end up getting credit. They're nominated by their principal. They have to have a certain GPA. They go through it, and they actually get credit. Missouri has what they call a youth election participant. They take direction from the election official, but again, no authority. Nevada, they're called trainees. Rhode Island, trainee election officials. So you can see that some of these other states have seen the need, which I do not disagree with. As many of our older citizens who serve as election judges are no longer available to do it, it's making it more and more difficult for county clerks to fill the ranks. And so they're looking to 16, 17-year-olds to fill the ranks. I have grave concerns that they do that by doing this, we're almost setting policy of lowering the age of majority in the state of Wyoming. But I think we need to look to these other states that I think have come up with really great ideas. We still have plenty of time before the 2006 election. I believe that the fine gentleman from Casper could bring a bill next year and get that through that is more in line with these other states. The representative from Casper and I discussed the possibility of some amendments. I didn't think it was appropriate because it would have essentially been a complete rewrite of this bill, looking at these other states. So I would urge you to vote no on this, and that hopefully next year we could bring back a different one that is more in line with some of these other states that do not actually give the authority to 16, 17-year-olds.
Thank you, Representative Gingrich. First time, Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I also will not go over the rather rigorous introduction of this bill that we did have. But there is a continuing need for election judges, and you can find that out from your county clerks. These young people will have the same training that the other people in the election process are given. Additionally, the county clerks will have the discretion on how they use them. There will not be more than one in any one of the precincts.
And I did invite the good representative from Jackson Hole to make suggestions. I think he's made some. He proposed it to be added at the appropriate time if they were needed. But the 31 states do allow this, and I would share with you that they do it in a different way than we do. But the power on how these people are used is left with our county clerks. They're elected. We're not about to jeopardize their primary responsibilities as election accuracies by putting somebody in the wrong spot. I believe that we have the right people there, and I urge your support of the bill and adhere to this third reading amendment.
Announce for the first time, Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I certainly stand in opposition to the amendment and ask for your support of the bill likewise. Based on 3 points, if you look at this bill in its totality, it allows young people to become involved in our political process. It's a tutorial forum over a period of time. They'll be working with the county clerks that have the responsibility of going forward with the election process. One other thought here, if you look at the responsibility that's granted to them, I don't think it's way overreaching. And another argument, of course, that we could look at is the equality state. Let's give these young people a chance, or let's recognize them for what they are and train them in the processes that are necessary to have all of us set on this floor against the amendment for the bill.
Thank you, Representative Peterson. Anyone else for the first time? Representative Korberg.
Mr. Speaker, on and against the amendment, I've given this bill a lot of consideration. I have a long history of being involved in the political process, and I'm a huge believer in it. I'm also a huge believer in getting our youth involved in this process. It's a totally voluntary process by the county clerks. It's also a voluntary process by the county chairman, who would be submitting these names to the county clerk in the first place. I just see it as a wonderful opportunity to engage our young people early on in the political process if they so choose. And I just don't see a downside to this piece of legislation at all, on and against the amendment.
Thank you, Representative Korberg. Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I'd just like to point out Section 2213.103 relating to polling place regulations, which provides as follows. Judges of election, that's who we're talking about here. Judges of election shall have the duty and authority to preserve order at the polls by any necessary and suitable means. That's the question that goes to you. I might point out to you that litigation in Wyoming over elections is not unheard of. There's litigation in the county to the west of us at this time over the conduct of an election. And these election judges are charged with keeping order and conducting an orderly election. Under friendly terms, it's fine. When it becomes hostile, that's the question that we have to ask ourselves. Are we going to have somebody who's not legally an adult, may not be competent to testify, policing the polling place, on and against this bill?
Thank you, Representative Brown. Representative McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, as I've sat and listened to the debate, I tried to put myself, when I was that age, which is hard to remember that long ago, what I might think. And I thought, if I was really gung-ho in the political process, I'd probably think that it was wonderful that I could go and be a judge. But if I had the opportunity to serve much as our pages and some of these people have here on a volunteer basis and learn, I think more young people would take part in the process. And maybe we could even involve more people, such as some of these bills from the other states or laws that's been adopted by other states. So the more I think about it, the more I think this is a bill that probably could be fine-tuned in such a way we could involve more young people. And I don't think being a sworn judge is important to them as much as the process is. So I find myself for the amendment and against the bill.
Thank you, Representative McComey. Anyone else for the first time? Representative Goggles.
Mr. Chairman. Speaker of the House. Excuse me. Mr. Speaker of the House. For the bill. As a recipient of many young people registering in my precinct this year, 400, to tell you the truth, 400 young people, I stand here speaking for them because this is the first time they took the time to go vote. This is the first time they really thought about being involved in the political process. Now to deny them that process is counterproductive. So speaking on and for the bill, let's support the young people of this great state of Wyoming.
Thank you, Representative Goggles. Anyone else for their first time? First time. Chairman Lockhart, for your second time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Remember that at a precinct there will be about 8 judges and election officials, only one of which will be under the age of 18, if the county clerk chooses to do that. So for keeping order there, it hasn't changed all that much, 1 out of 8. I'd like to give you the ABCs of what we're doing here. A, we're working with election judges to give youth hands-on experience in the political process. My interest in politics started when I was 16 and 17 when we got to go to the city council and do a job there. I see the same sort of effect here. B, youth who work for election judge are more likely to vote, as you just heard from the good representative from Fremont County. Once you get them voted, working in this area, they're more apt to vote. I think it's a very important issue for us. And third, C, it's an environment in which youth can model what we should be doing across the board. It's working in 31 states. I've gotten the notes from the other states where they really appreciate it. They're a little bit different than ours, but it's a successful program. Let's give that opportunity to our 16 and 17-year-olds and help our county clerks out and give them the support that they need. I urge you to defeat the amendment and urge your support of the bill.
Thank you, Chairman Lockhart. Anyone else? Second time. Not Representative Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would just point out this has nothing to do with supporting our young people or not supporting our young people. This is setting a dangerous policy, essentially leading toward lowering the age of majority in the state of Wyoming. It puts a chink in that armor, at least. And I would also point out 31 other states don't do this. That's what my point was. All those states I named to you aren't doing this. They have found a different way of doing this where you're still helping the young people be student election day workers, but not giving them the authority. What you need to understand how this works at each precinct, there are three election judges at each. They vote. This young person will have an equal vote as to the other two. Now, of course, maybe they'll get outvoted each time, but they also have the power to challenge voters. If they think you're fraudulent, this young 16-year-old can stop you at the polls. This young 16-year-old can pull provisional ballots. This is not a power I think we want to be giving to 16-year-olds. I have no problem with them being involved at the polls like these other states have done, being election pages, being voting machine tenders, helping move the lines along. And I just think we need to go back and look at some of these other states and use their statutes that are much more involved. And I would urge you to vote no on this bill. And at this time, Mr. Speaker, I would withdraw the amendment.
Thank you, Representative Gingrey. Without objection, third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 145 is withdrawn. House Bill 145, having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Deputy Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Barner. Berger. Drexel. Brown. Buchanan. Buell. Childers. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Davison. Dirks. Edwards. Esquivel. Gay. Gilmore. Gingrey. Goggles. Hageman. Hammonds. Harshman. Harvey. Bastert. Hinckley. Eichel. Gilloway. Jackson. Jones. Jorgensen.
Landon. Latta. Lockhart. Ludnow. Martin, excuse. Oh, Martin, I. McCombie. Miley. Miller. Morgan. Olson. Osborne. Peterson. Peterson. Filt. Powers. Forberg. Mr. Minority Floor Leader. Robinson. Samuelson. Semlett. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Slater. Thompson. Walsh. Warren. Wasserberger. Watt. White. Swanitzer. Mr. Speaker. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Eichel. Eichel, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Slater, no to aye. Are there any other changes? Vote is closed, 36 ayes, 24 noes.
House Bill 145, having received the affirmative vote of those elected to elected to the House, House Bill 145 has passed the House. For your information, House Bill 199, pursuant to House Rule 9-3, will be laid back for consideration tomorrow. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 170.
House Bill 170, introduced by Representative Hammonds, an act relating to livestock products regarding Common Sense Consumption Act, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
There is an amendment, third reading amendment number one to House Bill 170. Representative Hammonds.
Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 170, third reading, first amendment. I'll briefly review what the bill covers and then why this amendment has been brought forward. As we mentioned before, obesity and the lack of physical fitness is the fastest growing health threat in our country. The future cost to not only our society and our state, but to ourselves is immeasurable. It's time for us to accept personal responsibility for our choices, and time for us as a legislative body to stop the blame game. House Bill 170 before you, the Wyoming Common Sense Consumption Act, limits civil liability for obesity claims against Wyoming food producers, wholesalers, manufacturers, and sellers. The amendment before you adds another classification. If you will look at the yellow sheet, and I'll start with line 12 on that, what it adds is on page 3, line 15, after product, it inserts or hospital, senior citizen center, nursing home, or public aid or organization. And then above that is the definition for the public aid organization. That includes, but it's not limited to, things like homeless shelters, soup kitchens, food banks, things like that. What I would like to do in explaining why I brought this amendment forward is to address the issue that was brought on the first reading of this bill. And that issue was simply constitutionality of it. Because this is my first bill, I was quite concerned when that issue was raised, and I thought I did not come down to Cheyenne to pass mediocre or substandard laws. And so when I discussed with my good friends from the bar on the floor of the House, I decided, after visiting also with LSO, to take it directly to the Attorney General's office and ask for his review. After he reviewed it, and I had all weekend to wait for his analysis, I came to the conclusion myself that if he were to tell me it was unconstitutional, I would pull the bill. I spoke with him Sunday night and then again this morning, and he said that in fact this bill is constitutional, but it is his feeling that the courts would be likely to accept it as constitutional. But he felt there was a way to strengthen it, and that is the amendment you see before you. He felt that should this issue ever appear before the courts, that you would want to broaden the groups that could be affected by that. and that's why he added, and I in agreement did that, added that we would include hospitals, senior citizen centers, nursing homes, or public aid organizations. That's the amendment, clear and simple. In conclusion, what I want to remind you is there are a number of things that this state can and should do regarding this fastest growing threat to our citizens. We should educate individuals. We should encourage them to accept personal responsibility, which this bill does. And we must continue to support those efforts in our communities and our schools to encourage physical activity and healthy choices, informed choices. I move for adoption of this amendment and support of the bill.
Anyone else for the first time? Representative Esquivel.
Mr. Speaker, I have one question in regard to this bill. I was just wondering, and I don't know if obesity or gross obesity is covered, is listed as a disability, but I was just wondering, if it is, what effect would this have on the Americans with Disability Act? And would that be discriminatory against those individuals, those disabled people?
Thank you, Representative Esquivel. Anyone else for the first time? Representative Alden.
Mr. Speaker, I have a question. This just pertains to those that are overweight, obese. I'm assuming that would be based on the body fat index. Also, if a person subscribes to one of these trendy diets in where they're eating a lot of protein, beef, butter, eggs, and they lose drastic amounts of weight, but they have liver damage, cirrhosis of the liver, kidney failure from it, they can have access to the court? I'm confused on it. For damages action? But just the obese can't? I'm confused. Can you answer the question?
Thank you, Representative Alden. Anyone Mr. else for the first time? Mr. Speaker, pro tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move to divide the amendment. The first division would be lines 11 through 14, or the second division, whichever you prefer to name it.
And Mr. Speaker, pro tem, would that mean the other division would be the remainder?
That's correct, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker, pro tem, you suggested division number 2 for lines 11 through 14, division, and then the remainder basically on division 1. Is that correct?
That's correct, Mr. Speaker.
That appears to be divisible. Which would you like to discuss first?
Division 2, please, Mr. Speaker.
Please proceed. Division 2.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the way I read Division 2 here is, I think, much broader than the intent of this bill, which is limited to the consumption of a qualified product. But what is a qualified product? A qualified product means any food or drink as defined by the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, and specifically includes meat and meat products. It's those other things beyond meat and meat products that concern me, that we're wanting to grant immunity or limitation on liability for here. If we pass this Division 2 of Amendment 1 to Third Reading Amendment 1, there are huge unintended consequences here, I think, just in the healthcare industry. When you look at in the medical industry, all of the products and what's been going on in the press over the last year, and most recently last 2 months, over particular products that have been approved and then out on the market, and we find that those products maybe have a few more consequences that go with them rather than the intended benefit. I just don't see that the way it's written is something that I can accept. That it's much too broad, and we have to be very careful about limitations on liability or more commonly known as immunity, on this floor, because we see it on a fairly regular basis, and you have to consider it very seriously.
We're on division number 2, which are lines 11 through 14, and thank you, Mr. Speaker, pro tem. So, for the first time, Representative Hammond's on division number 2.
If I may, product is not part of the amendment. Product is part of the bill. And so I guess I don't completely understand the division and the point being made. The part being amended is the insertion of or a hospital, senior citizen center, nursing home, or public aid organization. Question for the chair. The objection in the division had to do with the word product, which is part of the bill, not the amendment, in addressing the amendment.
Okay. So the Speaker Pro Tem was explaining the reason why he divided the way he did. I'll just take it as argument. So if you'd like to continue to address the division 2.
If I may, on the division, the question raised with regard to the word product, and as I said, that is in the bill. This has passed the muster in 13 different states, and he is bringing into question issues that have to do, I suspect, with medical products. These are all supervised and taken care of by the FDA and federal organizations, and I don't believe that's a question that should stop us from working with individuals to accept responsibility for these choices. It also reminds me of the good representative from the eastern part of the state and his saying that people would question these good food products that we produce. These are all legitimate products that are sold, wholesaled, manufactured in the state of Wyoming, and we are simply protecting these wholesome products.
We are in division number 2. Anyone else for their first time? Representative Miley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As the good representative from Park County stated, I do have some questions, because when you start adding, from my point of view, some of the healthcare institutions into this bill, I think it does create some constitutional questions, and I'm certainly not surprised that people from certain professions have problems with that. I think my concern is when we have stated that healthcare providers and people working in hospitals and nursing homes are healthcare providers who are providing these products to their patients. You know, we just went through this with the fact that we said that we do not want to send any caps on any healthcare providers, which it did include hospitals and nursing homes, that that was unconstitutional in Wyoming. I do think that this, in spite of what the Attorney General says, I think that there's going to be some problems with this. Personally, I'd like to see this bill passed, but I'm concerned about, again, the unconstitutionality of it.
Thank you, Representative Miley. Anyone else for the first time? Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, just to make clear, and I guess my question would go to the bringer of the amendment. It's my understanding, as the bill now reads, page 3, lines 14 through 21, it makes clear that no manufacturer, seller, trade association, buyer's producer, or retailer of a qualified product is liable for the weight gain or obesity, that paraphrasing, that results from that product. And the amendment adds additional parties that are absolved from liability for weight gain or obesity that results from those products. It adds in a release from liability for additional parties, namely hospitals, senior citizen center, nursing home, or public aid organization. So it just adds to the number of parties that are absolved from liability under the amendment. Thank you.
Anyone else for the first time? Representative Eichel.
Thank you, Ms. Chairman. The way I read it, I'm on in support of this amendment and end of Division 2 of this amendment, that the prior organizations that are mentioned on line 14 and part of 15, those are people that are involved in the profit chain. And all this does is add in certain people or organizations which are involved in serving. And I can't see how that is any different from the definition of certain types of organizations that would be exempted from being sued. And I urge that we support this amendment.
Thank you, Representative Michael. Anyone else for the first time? First time. Second time. Mr. Speaker, pro tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm aware that the amendment to page 3, lines 15, does not change the meaning of qualified product. But look at the definition of qualified product. Forgetting the amendment, just the definition of qualified product is any food or drink. Now, and it happens to specifically include meat and meat products from livestock, and the intent of this, I think, is to protect the meat producer. But the actual effect of Section 1146.103 is to grant immunity. Line 14, no manufacturer, seller, trade association, livestock producer, or retailer of a qualified product is subject to civil liability for injury or death in any case in which liability is based on, that's a fairly innocuous term, actually. I'm not sure what it means.
Mr. Speaker, pro tem, you might want to tie this into the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll try and do that. You sound like a judge, Mr. Speaker. We are expanding the immunity from the bill now to include essentially health care providers who are some of those that are listed, hospitals, senior citizen center, nursing homes, or public aid organizations may have particular knowledge about a food or drink product that we're now going to grant immunity to. I am strongly opposed to the amendment, and I believe strongly opposed to the bill the more I read that section.
Anyone else for, thank you, Mr. Speaker pro tem. Anyone else for their second time? Representative Hammonds.
Mr. Speaker, Representative who spoke in favor of the amendment was exactly right. This is simply language that includes nonprofit organizations who are in the business of serving food. That's what it is, quite straight up. The original bill brought to you individuals and businesses that are in the business of making money in producing food, serving it, and manufacturing it. But the amendment is simply for those nonprofit organizations, as listed, that are also in the business of serving food, so that they also can avoid being sued by individuals who claim that what they have been served by nonprofits listed led to their obesity.
Thank you, Representative Hammond. We're now on division number 2 to third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 170. Division number 2 contains the lines 11 through 14. All those in favor of adoption of division number 2 as part of third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 170, please say aye. Those opposed, say no. Amendment passes. Division being called for. All those in favor of division number 2 to third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 170, please stand. The amendment, division number 2, passes. We're now back on the division number 1, which is the remainder of the amendment. Who would like to speak to it for their first time? for their first time? Anyone for their second time? Second time. Representative Hammond. Seeing none? All right. The question is, should the House adopt third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 170? That would be Division 1, the remainder. All those in favor, please say aye. Those opposed, say no. The amendment is adopted. House Bill 170, having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Deputy Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Barnard. Berger. Drexel. Brown. Buchanan. Buolt. Childers. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Davison. Dirks. Edwards. Esquivel. Gay. Gilmore. Gingery. Boggles. Hageman. Hammonds. Harshman. Harvey. Hastert. Hinckley. Eichel. Dillaway. Jackson. Jones. Jorgensen. Landon. Latta. Lockhart. Lubnow. Martin. McComey. Miley. Miller. Morgan. Olson. Osborne. Henderson. Peterson. Filt. Powers. Forbert. Mr. Minority Floor Leader. Robinson. Samuelson. Semlett. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Slater. Thompson. Walsh. Warren. Wasserberger. Watt. White. Ronitzer. Mr. Speaker. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Alden. No to aye. Are there any other changes? Vote is closed. 50 ayes, 10 noes.
House Bill 170, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of those members elected to the House, House Bill 170 has passed the House. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 189.
House Bill 189, introduced by Representative Harvey, an act relating to a Veterans Fund study, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
And there are amendments. I'd like to take second reading amendment number, or third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 189 out of order. Take and consider it first. If that's acceptable to the sponsor of the amendment. Chairman Landon.
Mr. Chairman, I move third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 189. Ladies and gentlemen, what this does is have us take a look at the intent of the bill. The way the bill has been written, let's go to page 4, or page 2, line 4, and on down into line 5. It's the bill would, first of all, the study would be whether or not additional space for nursing homes should be established. And then the second part of it, C, lines 8 through the 14th, if the need is for establishment is created, then the commission would develop a master plan for a facility and then also suggest funding. I believe what we have here is kind of a confusion or kind of built into this bill the necessary steps of we are going to build a facility, another facility now for another veterans home. And I think the bill should start out with a study as to whether we need to do a facility. And then if that study does say that we need to, then we need to look at whether or not the state should be building it or whether or not there is space in current facilities out there or whether or not we need to contract for more spaces. And so the amendment would focus then on establishing the needs, and then we will look at how we're going to fill those needs.
Thank you, Chairman Landon. Representative Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I too would refer you to page 2, line 12, the word alternative to construction of a new facility. The good representative from Sheridan County is correct that this study would indicate that if there is a need, that the master plan would include the plans to develop or find an alternative to nursing home needs. May I remind the body that we live in an aging state. We are aging very rapidly, and we are developing new veterans every day, and they're not all coming home healthy and sound. We need to understand what their needs are, and then we need to understand what kind of facility or what kind of program we need to have to study these needs. And I submit to the body that this is a complicated issue, that it's not just simply nursing home beds, but that it is worth looking at, and it's worth doing the study accurately. I would urge the body to oppose the amendment and vote for the bill.
Thank you, Representative Harvey. Anyone else for their first time? First time. Anyone else for their second time? Chairman Landon.
The bill is written clearly puts us in line to build another veterans home. The alternatives could be, are we going to have a design build? Are we going to have an architect come in and give us a price? And then are we going to have the building commission build? The way the bill reads now is if there's a need determined, then the commission will look for sites and determine what kind of facility we want to put on there. And I think that government can either try to provide the facilities and try to provide the services, or government can stay smaller by being a prudent purchaser of those goods and services that we need delivered to the people. And this is starting out, this amendment establishes the need and then gives us an option to decide whether we want to keep the state government in Wyoming a little bit smaller and look at what the real alternatives are, or whether we're going to go right in and build another nursing home.
Thank you, Chairman Landon. We're voting on third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 189. All those in favor, please say aye. Those opposed, say no. Amendment passes. Division being called for. All those in favor of amendment number 2 to, or third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 189, please stand. Those in favor. Amendment passes, as I said. We're now in that order of business of third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 189. Chairman Landon.
Mr. Chairman, I withdraw third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 189.
Without objection, the amendment is withdrawn. House Bill 189, having been read 3 separate times, question is, shall the bill pass the House? The Deputy Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden, Anderson, Bagby, Barnard, Berger, Brechtel, Brown, Buchanan, Buell, Childers, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, Davison, Dirks, Edwards, Esquivel, Gay, Gilmore, Gingrich, Goggles, Hageman, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Hastert, Hinckley, Eichel, Dillaway, Jackson, Jones, Jorgensen, Landon, Latta, Lockhart, Lovnell, Martin, McComey, Miley, Miller, Morgan, Olson, Osborne, Henderson, Peterson, Filt, Powers, Forberg, Mr. Minority Floor Leader, Robinson, Samuelson, Semlett, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, Slater, Thompson, Walsh, Warren, Wasserberger, Watt, White, Zwanitzer, Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? Vote is closed. 60 ayes.
House Bill 189, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of those members elected to the House, House Bill 189 has passed the House. We are now in that order of business of reading, introduction, and reference of bill. First bill for our consideration is House Bill 1.
House Bill 1, introduced by the Appropriation Committee.
House Bill 1 will be referred to the Committee of the Whole. First reading of the bill.
Amendment relating to supplemental appropriations for the operation of state government.
House Bill 1 is referred to the Committee of the Whole. Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
You may proceed.
Mr. Speaker, in the North Gallery are my wife, Margaret, a former member of this body who probably needs no introduction, and our niece, Erin Jacobson, who's a student and a Nordic skier at the University of Wyoming.
Welcome back to the House. Yep. Committee announcements. Chairman Elway.
Thank you. We already decided that we're going to go to lunch shortly. All right. I didn't hear the majority floor leader say anything. Your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, will meet immediately upon recess, and we will discuss House Bill 61, Animal Euthanasia Technicians, House Bill 310, Law Enforcement Retirees, Excess Earnings, House Bill 311, Law Enforcement Disability Allowances, and House Bill 316, Library Amendments.
Thank you, Chairman Elway. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the House beg leave to rise and sit again at 2:15.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. We recess until 2:15.